It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Eric and I, along with friend Paul, celebrated the 4th of July on the farm by freeing 45 young turkeys from their confinement in the wired wooden pen where they'd been protected for the first few weeks of life. They were given free rein to fully occupy the half of the barn that's generally piled high with hay in the winter and would otherwise be empty in the summer and fall. Even though it was Independence Day, the turkeys were not granted full independence. In fact, they will not be let outside the barn until I finish putting protective netting above the yard that will soon be their playground. I am mindful of a pair of hawks that keep circling and returning to pick off chickens if I let them out in the unprotected zone behind their coop. I only let them out there if I'm working in the nearby garden, which makes the hawks stay away. The hens are otherwise restricted to the net-protected front yard. The turkeys roaming near the barn would be at least as vulnerable and must be protected until they're too big for the hawks to risk taking them on. It's remarkable, as always, to observe the turkeys entering into full turkeyhood, assuming the characteristic behaviors and social structures of turkeys in the wild, but without any adults to teach them how to do it. As soon as they had grown their feathers, the males started displaying them, taking the first steps toward their ritual mating dances. Last week, the entire flock started vocalizing in unison, practicing the chorus of gobbles that will begin greeting me whenever I tell them, in a high-pitched tone, that they are beautiful. And once they were released from their cage, more of them each day started roosting for the night on the high perches Macho Matt built for them. Some of them went even higher, roosting on the electric conduits that run above the perches, and now they are almost all up in the heights for the night. It's precisely because they are conforming to their genetically programmed behaviors that the turkeys can never be fully free range. They would naturally prefer to perch in the row of apple trees that dot their yard, but we lost 13 turkeys roosting in the apple trees to a fisher cat one night early in our turkey raising years. Since then, I've learned how to use a combination of training and shepherding them with long wands to go inside at sundown. Similarly, when they start flying over the fencing of their yard in order to graze in the pastures with the sheep, I will round them up and herd them back a few times each day, just so they don't wander too far off and venture off the property or into the woods. With my other animals, free ranging would not present the same risks. If chickens get out of their yard, they rarely wander more than 20 or 30 feet from the fence. They want nothing more than to get back into their coop every night. As for the sheep, who do range at will, we once had a fire in the loft of the barn at home. It destroyed the roof and threatened to bring the entire barn down. When fire trucks arrived, sirens blaring, and firefighters raced around to try to put out the fire, the sheep tried to escape from the insecurity of that chaotic situation by seeking shelter in the very structure that was burning. One of the firefighters had to be assigned to chase the sheep away from the barn repeatedly, distracting from the work of putting out the fire. That's how anchored the sheep are to the security of their home base. But turkeys seem to have a much broader concept of home. In the wild, the home territory of turkeys is anywhere from 1 to 3 square miles. In a TED radio hour I heard last week on the topic of human migration, one scientist said that migration is so much a human habit, shared so broadly with the animal kingdom, that it should be viewed as a trait of our species. While it's useful to recognize how important migration is to us, history is written through successions of mass migrations of populations, and even in stable times, there's an immense amount of moving about within societies, I think it's wrong to treat the activity as something done for its own sake. It seems to me that when humans migrate, we are generally doing so in search of a safer and more comfortable home. That's undoubtedly what the turkeys are doing when they move about within their territory in search of new roosts. If only I could make them understand that Macho Matt's perches are the safest and most comfortable homes they can hope to find.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.